Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, you're live. We're off. BWD Radio with me, your host, Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by singer-songwriter of electropop, pop, and acoustic, and I'm sure a few more instruments. Sydney Alice, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, I'm sure she'll correct me. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There is no commercials. We play what we want, just the hottest indie music artists of today. Do you have a favorite indie artist? I already know you do. Submit your song request. Show support for them and support us. Follow us. Facebook, BWD Radio. Twitter, BWD Radio _. For those that do not know, and you should know, BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider, support, and play all genres of music. That's right, all genres. Be sure to take BWD Radio on the go with you. You can download our mobile app. It's available where else? iTunes, Google Play. You can also listen in live via our on-site player at bwdradio.com. Or if you prefer to use your TuneIn app, just search for BWD. Make sure you put a space, radio, and you can listen in live there as well. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest in. Sydney.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I am doing outstanding, especially now that I'm speaking with you.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm always excited. Every Thursday. Now, am I pronouncing your last name correct? Is it Elise?
It is. It's actually my middle name. It's actually my first and middle name.
Oh, okay. All right. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm just hanging out with my cat next to me, so it's always a good time.
Aww. What's the cat's name? We got to know that.
His name is Mittens.
Oh, that's so adorable. Well, I have your latest single titled A Time. I have that ready on deck, and we'll be spinning that for the listeners after our interview. So we're going to jump right on in. Now, you had started to state about your middle name. So is Sydney Alice, is that your born name or a stage name? As well as let us know, where are you originally from and where are you now?
Yeah, I'm from Mesa, Arizona, originally born there and pretty much raised. And then I'm actually in Houston now, so kind of a little bit of a bigger city out there. And Sydney Alice, yeah, that's my first and middle name. So pretty
okay.
Simple.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Now, when did you, I know you started at a young age, but when did you realize that you wanted to get into the music industry? And who are some of your musical influences that inspired you?
Well, I've always known that I wanted to end up being an entertainer. Like, around 10 it was, I was watching the band Fall Out Boy perform on MTV, and I was just kind of like, wow, you know, they're so cool, I want to do that. So I ended up wanting to play the guitar, and I begged my mom, come on, let me get a guitar. And, you know, my parents were like, oh, we're going to get this kid a musician, a musical instrument, she's never going to play it. So I ended up surprising him, and I taught myself guitar, and I was like, I'm going to prove them wrong. So I joined the choir in middle school, and by the time I was about 14, I was writing songs on my own on the guitar.
Wow, that's outstanding. That is really outstanding. So you released your latest EP titled Time. Now, what inspired this latest EP, and what can the listener expect from the sound and storytelling on this EP?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting the way my album was recorded, because a lot of the songs are written for quite over a long period of time, I guess, from, I guess I'd say, 14 to now. So you can really hear, I guess, the maturity of some of the songs are pretty quite different throughout the album. So that's, I guess it's kind of why it's called Time, the whole story behind it. You know, songs like I Found My Bliss and Beautiful Truths, both of those were written when I was around 14, 15, and so some of the problems are quite relatable, I guess, in high school. And then you got more mature sound. I started coming into the electronic sound recently when I went into the studio for the first time. So I ended up really, I guess, picking from those electronic influences for this album. But, yeah, you can kind of hear the, you know, the maturity throughout the album over the years.
That's good. And I love to hear the growth in artists, you know, and they always come back every year, and it's such a pleasure. It's so humbled by being able to catch up with them and see what they're up to. Now, you mentioned, now your lead single, it's titled Time, and it's the same as the title of the EP. What inspired this to be your leading track? I understand that inspired the name of the album, but what inspired you to have that is to be the leading track off the EP, as well as let us know where, you know, we can go get your music.
Yeah, what inspired for it to be, I guess, the main single is the fact that it's, I guess, I'm not even going to lie, it's a really important song to me. It has a lot of meaning behind it, so it's kind of packs a punch for me. It's actually about my first love who obviously didn't work out, so I was just kind of like, I'm going to go for it. It's the most meaningful, so I guess that's just kind of what you got to do as an artist, you know, push what's most meaningful to you.
Outstanding, and
course,
I think...
And of course, I was going to say, you can pick up the album on iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. Pretty much anywhere online, they sell music.
Okay, all right. I know, it's getting to the point where we used to just be able to say... iTunes, Google Play. Now there's so many different digital stores out there, you know.
Yeah, there really is.
You know, it is. So it's kind of like redundant, really. So you've already had quite a few, but what do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment or accomplishments as a recording artist? And go ahead and share with us some of your major achievements and why.
Oh, goodness. Well, I feel like I've come a long way, I guess. I'm 20 now, but when I started out on this, making the album and stuff, I was actually 18 when I started, so it was quite the process. So I don't know, I just feel really proud to be where I am, because I guess I left high school early. I graduated a whole year early because I hated it so much. I'm sure a lot of people
Wow.
can relate to that.
Yes.
But I ended up graduating, and I was like, you know what, I just gotta follow my dreams, now or never, I'm young. So I ended up recording the album, and I guess it's just my proudest thing because it's pretty much all I've done so far. So,
yeah,
Go ahead. I guess I could say my biggest accomplishment so far, I guess I could say, is being on all the radios, talking to you right now.
Aw. And many don't realize it, but just releasing one track is an achievement, and then releasing an EP, I mean, that's another achievement, and it's so hard to just choose one because they're kind of like steps, you know, that you go through. And so every time
people really
yeah.
don't understand how much of a process it really, really is.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that just throw it together.
yeah, it actually took 8 months to record Time, so.
Wow, and that's good. Those are usually, you know, those are usually the best songs, the ones that take a while, because you're not rushing it. You're trying to continue to perfect your craft, you know. So
right.
And there's some that you could just, you know, that just come right to you. So I don't want to I'm knocking them down, but the ones that usually take a long time are generally good for that reason. Now, go ahead and let us know what you have for contact information, for bookings, and if you do features, collabs, and just anything else that you would like to share with, you know, your fans and soon-to-be fans that we may not have covered in our interview here.
Yeah, I actually got some pretty exciting news. I'm not going to give too much away, but I actually recently signed a bunch of licensing contracts with a bunch of different TV networks, so you might hear B-Band Me on TV here soon.
Yay!
Yeah, I signed a couple major ones. I don't want to give too much away, you know, in case it, you know, doesn't go through, but I signed about 14 or 15 of them recently, so.
Good for you. Good for you. That's one of the best places to start, too, because some artists actually ended up popping based on, you know, they like the track. They like the soundtrack.
I've noticed these days that can really boost a career nowadays, getting on the TV, mm-hmm. so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And then hopefully after I start getting a little bit more fans and my fan base starts to grow, I can start touring and getting on the road and seeing everybody. That's the ultimate goal.
Exactly. And you know, I know you had mentioned as well, I believe it was in your biography, you had mentioned you don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
I don't, not at all, never. This is all I've ever wanted since I was a little kid.
Well, I guess also the fans, you know, every time someone, you know, listens or, you know, compliments or whatnot, I think that also you had stated that inspires you as well.
Oh, yeah, that's really everything to me, honestly, is just people relating to my music. I always say that's the biggest thing. If, you know, if a girl can sit in her bedroom somewhere and she relates to what I'm saying, that would just mean the world to me.
Aww. All right. Before we close out and you leave us, we'll shed some tears, but, you know, and before you take us into your latest single, Time, I want to make sure, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but we actually dropped it a day early, because usually each issue of BWD Magazine drops on the 5th of each month. It dropped today. So your feature is actually there, so be sure to check her out at bwdmagazine.com in June's issue. She's featured in there. So I want you to go ahead and take this moment also to go ahead and give us your contact information, as well as shout outs. I know you had started to mention, you know, give us, you know, your social media links, you know, your Twitter, if you have Instagram, you know, where can they get at you?
Yeah, totally. I'm most active on my Twitter. I'm pretty much on there all day, every day. It's Sydney_Elise. And then my Instagram, which I use quite a lot too, is SydneyElise94. And my Facebook, you can just find me on Facebook on Sydney Elise.
All right, so you just Sydney Elise all over the place.
All over the place. I'm
Sydney
Elise. All over
the place. Well, that's good. I'm so happy for you. You know, thank you. I really appreciate the interview. I also look forward to catching up with you soon or into the new year and see what you got going on. So before you leave out, go ahead. And you already told us pretty much about the time. So why don't you go ahead and you know, let us know who you are and take us into it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sydney Elise, and you're going to listen to my first debut single, Time.
Can I love you when you're so far away?
right, that was Sydney Elise with her latest track and also the name of her EP. It's titled Time. It was definitely enjoyable to chop it up with her for a little bit. She's got some, you know, she's definitely got a lot going on, and that's good. I always love to hear artists and their growth and what they got going on. Definitely that's why we're here. We're here to support the indie artist. And now be sure, if you haven't already, because generally the magazine, BWD Magazine, drops every month on the 5th. We kind of did a little surprise drop today. So actually BWD Magazine June issue is already out today. It's always a free read. You know, just go to bwdmagazine.com and you can get the digital download, and that's free. I mean, get your free read on. You can always find and friend us at BWD Magazine on both Twitter and Facebook. Also, you can actually go straight to me, which is on Twitter at BWD Promotions. BWD Radio, we proudly sponsor BWD Magazine. That's under our umbrella. And I'm so proud of this magazine 3 years in. So be sure to check that out as well. And also check out BWDRadio.com. Or you can, where else? You can catch BWD Radio 24/7 nonstop. That's right. It's number one. It's variety. It's radio. It's all genres. Okay? And it's hot. Oh, so, you know, and if you're feeling generous, make sure you stop by our fan page at BWD Radio on Facebook. All right, it's only a click. Come on, only a click. Click that like button. All right, well, Miss V, I'm going to bounce on out of here. Be sure to tune in the same BWD day, the same BWD time, the same BWD number, and the same BWD host, me. All right, y'all have a great weekend. Stay safe. And, you know, hopefully I get to chop it up with you all. Yes, Ms. V. Be sure, don't forget, June is Father's Day. All right? I know I said I was going to go, but just a heads up. Don't forget, June is Father's Day. All right? So, that being said, that's another tip. Okay, BWD Magazine, there's two pages in there on ideas for Father's Day. I had to get that in there. All right, but Ms. V, I'm truly going to bounce on out of here, all right? I'll talk to you next week. Ms. V, she out.